Steve, congratulations as a Harriers manager, first win in the FA Cup for you.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. Pleased for the people who travelled today and supported us, and pleased for the club because anybody at our level, you know, it's obviously the incentives of a good cup run bring reward, and hopefully we can get a good tie on Monday, and we can march on from this performance because it was a terrific performance today.
Oh yes, the first 20 minutes, Steve. I don't think, well, in all the time I've followed Harriers, that they ripped apart a side who potentially could go up this season.
Yes, I mean, we knew all about Grimsby. We've had them watched over the last couple of weeks, so we knew what to expect coming here. They've been on a good run. But it was very pleasing from our point of view also to bounce back from last week because we felt we should have got something from the Stockport game and didn't. But I'm pleased that the lads managed to get the win today. But like you say, I mean, the first half in particular, we were a bit disappointed to give the two goals away that we did, to give them a chance of getting back into the game. But I think we were 3-0 up after something like 20 minutes, and some of our football and our movement was, they just couldn't cope with us.
Did it worry you, Steve, the manner, the quality that Grimsby have, coming back to 3-2, do you think, well, we've got to dig in, we've got to do a little bit more work to keep this at bay?
Well, you know that when you come to a place like this, you're going to be under the cosh at certain parts of the game. And but it didn't worry me so much. I was disappointed with the two goals that we conceded. But I just, the way we were playing today, I mean, we could have been 6 up at half-time. 6-2 maybe would have been a fair reflection at half-time. And in the back of your mind, yes, you think, you know, are those chances going to come back and hurt you? But I just thought, you know, second half, first 10-15 minutes we dug in, you know, they came at us, and after that, you know, we settled down, made a couple of changes at half time, and I thought again second half we created a number of good chances to have put the game beyond doubt, and it was just nice to see Marvin at the end there scoring late on.
It was one of those, wasn't it, Steve? The fact that, you know, everybody piled forward for Grimsby and clear the lines, and, you know, so as you say, Johnson and Williams, when they came on, they affected the game, in my opinion.
Yes, I mean, we thought Mickey just struggled a little bit today with the right winger, and we put Mike Williams in there to just do a, you know, do a steadying job, and he did a terrific job too. To be fair, Mike Williams steadied us, and Marvin obviously with his pace and that, the game was opening up, and we just felt that, you know, we'd get him in, and we got him in a few times, and obviously, you know, he got his goal at the end. I mean, he had a bit of work to do, but like you say, they'd pushed everybody forward at that point, and Marvin really had a free run on goal with the last minute of a breaker. So, but we thought he really produced an excellent substitutes performance with his pace, and down the left hand side gave Sam Hatton a bit of a torrid time.
How much confidence does a result like this give the team, Steve?
Well, we're full of confidence at the minute. You know, like I say, last week we were disappointed to lose at Stockport, but the side as a whole are very confident. And I think you can see that in the play. We just, obviously, you know, personally, I'm still disappointed to be looking at the table and seeing where we are. But, you know, we're on the right lines now, but we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us. But it's nice to get through this tie, because it was always a tough tie when the draw was made. You know, not many people would have probably given us a chance here. But the way we've played, and, you know, we've been working all week on a good tempo to our game. But I just thought, you know, I thought the front three and all around the park in the first half in particular, I thought some of our football was excellent.
And you look at it, Steve, and think, okay, well, you know, build on this result. It's back to league action next Saturday, a home game against Gateshead, and really a game that you'd expect with Harriers in the form that they are to take 3 points from.
Well, you never know in this game what's going to happen. There's some good sides at this level, and Gateshead have probably been a little bit like us, drawing a lot of games. And, you know, we've done our homework on Gateshead, and we know they're a very good side, so it's going to be a tough game. But I think, like I stressed to the boys before the game today, it's the FA Cup today. It's great if you can have a run and get yourself in the limelight with a good tie and a TV performance. But, you know, obviously the league, we need to put another run of wins together like we have done to get ourselves out of the position we're in. And it's very tight. I just wish we'd perhaps had maybe a draw or even a win from those first five games that we lost, where we would now be sitting sort of, you know, in the top half. But it's not to be, so we've just got to keep working hard to get ourselves pushed in the right direction.
Well, Steve, if you carry on playing like this, I don't think it'll be long at all before we get up there.
Well, it was pleased. Yeah, like I say, very pleased. It was a good cup tie. Both sides, you know, like to play attacking football. But I just thought that today we just had too much for them.